Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA final.
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
Back for another edition of Drive Time Sports. KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Always happy to be with you here on the Afternoon Drive, and we have a heavy local loaded show coming your way today. We're going to talk to USU Eastern baseball coach Scott Mattson. Now, the Golden Eagle baseball season just came to a close a little over a week ago. We're going to get a complete season recap from Coach Mattson. Also, we're going to talk to Cody Bunderson from Fierce MMA. We got a big, big event coming up on June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. Justice, going to see up to 15 MMA bouts in one night at the fairgrounds. And don't forget, you can pick up your tickets to Justice right now. $30 general admission, $50 for VIP. You can get them at Castle Country Radio. You can also get them at other locations throughout the area, including Tougher and Squiggy's. We'll go over all that and more. That's coming up in just a bit. Plus, we'll give you the local sports update as well. So a lot coming your way. We'll start by diving into the national sports headlines. And we talked a lot about the NBA lottery yesterday because it did somewhat have an impact on the Utah Jazz. No real surprises. However, based on the competitiveness of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the lottery was by far the best thing that the NBA had to offer last night. Very disappointed in the way that the Toronto Raptors came out and played. It was Cleveland throughout. Toronto, they had their moments in the first quarter. They just could not keep pace. And it is scary if you're the rest of the NBA. If you're one of the final four teams remaining, three other teams remaining outside of Cleveland, it's scary because this team is shooting the long ball very, very well. I know last night they only hit seven threes, but they're shooting the ball, all the mid-range game especially. 55% they shot from the field last night. It's incredible. That's something that Golden State will struggle with. I mean, Toronto didn't shoot bad. They shot 42% from the field. They just had no answer for Cleveland. None. Cavaliers run away with it 115-84. Now, we should have a much more competitive game tonight. We get Oklahoma City going toe-to-toe with Golden State. Kevin Durant says he deems it a must-win tonight for the Thunder. Yeah, I don't deem it as a must-win for the Thunder. I deem it as a must-win for the Warriors. If you pick the Warriors in this series, there's no reason to get to worry or jump off the bandwagon. You're fine. I picked the series to go seven, which means I expect Golden State to lose at least two more times in this series. They need to win tonight. You can't lose two games at Oracle. The one thing that should cause some alarm in the minds of Golden State is OKC is proving that they can win on the road. In fact, their last three road wins, two of them have come against San Antonio, one against Golden State. The rest of the league, they beat these two teams a combined three times on the road. OKC is playing some great basketball. Let's take a look at the draft lottery. Again, I said this was the most exciting thing the NBA had to offer last night. Everything went accordingly, all the way down. Chicago gets the 14th pick. Phoenix gets the 13th. Utah will pick number 12, and that's an interesting pick for the Jazz. If we get time, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Orlando 11, Milwaukee 10, Toronto 9, Sacramento 8, Denver 7, New Orleans 6, Minnesota 5, Phoenix 4, Boston, courtesy of Brooklyn 3, the Lakers 2, and the 76ers 1. Everything went exactly the way it was planned. The big winners in this, obviously Philadelphia. You win the lottery, you got something to smile about. But the Lakers had to finish in the top three in order to keep their pick. Otherwise, it would have went to Philly. So Philly really could have had a big night. Unfortunately for them, they only come away with the number one pick. The Lakers, they get to keep theirs. They're guaranteed either Brandon Ingram or Ben Simmons. They'll take whoever's left over from Philly, because it's a two-player draft in my mind. I think you've got some guys that can definitely contribute, and some guys, I'm not sure how high their ceilings are. But the two main studs in this draft, it's right up top, Ingram or Simmons. And now there's a lot of rumors floating around that LA may be shopping this pick. I definitely think they are. I think eventually, though, they keep it. I think they probably end up drafting Ben Simmons. I think Brandon Ingram's going to go number one in this draft. I think Philly will fall in love with the length, and he's a better shooter than Simmons at this particular time. Either which way, you can't go wrong. We'll talk more NBA a little bit later on in the show. Let's dive in. National sports scene as far as baseball goes. We had a lot of day baseball games today, and there's never anything wrong with that when you have some baseball to follow throughout the day. A few finals already. Philadelphia, topping Miami 4-2. We had Minnesota and Detroit. Detroit topping the Twins 6-3, and then Kansas City defeating Boston 3-2. We take a look at what else is going on right now. We have one game in session. Oakland just rolling past Texas. 8-1 is the score right now. Other games getting ready to start in the 5 o'clock hour. Washington at the Mets. The Orioles will play host to Seattle. We get Pittsburgh welcoming in Atlanta. Tampa Bay on the road to take on Toronto, and Cleveland at Cincinnati. All of those games taking place in the 5 o'clock hour. At 6 o'clock, we get Houston at Chicago. It's the White Sox. The Cubbies on the road taking on the Brewers. The Cardinals will welcome in the Rockies. The Royals and the Red Sox will go at it once again, 6:15, second game of the doubleheader. The Yankees are on the road to take on the Diamondbacks at 7:40. Two nightcap games tonight, the Dodgers at the Angels and the Giants at the Padres. Other than that, a very slow day as far as the national sports scene goes. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk to Coach Scott Mattson of the Golden Eagles. And again, straight ahead, Cody Bunderson of Fierce MMA is going to join us on the show today as well. It's a Wednesday edition, and we're back right after this.
What do you think of in springtime? What about hosting a big family barbecue on the lawn? KFC and A&W has all the hamburgers, hot dogs, and shakes to make your springtime bash a scrumptious success. Pick up some mouth-watering Papa Burgers, a zesty cheesy Coney dog, and plenty of fries, onion rings, and corn dog nuggets for the family. Want to hit a home run with your kid's baseball team? KFC and A&W is the spot to take the team out for celebratory shakes, root beer floats, and polar swirls. Spring is the time of hamburgers and hot dogs at KFC and A&W.
Do you hear that? The birds singing, trees rustling, and the roaring engine of ATVs hitting the trails. Now that this spring fever is here, I'm ready to hit the trails with the family and blaze through the hills and mountains having a blast. Desert View Federal Credit Union has affordable ATV and RV loans with low interest rates, so our spring recreation fund doesn't have to wait. What better way to spend your spring than riding your new ATV, thanks to Desert View's great ATV and RV loans.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM newsroom, I'm Jordan Boscarini with a look at local sports. After finishing the regular season in third place in the Region 12 standings, the Carbon Lady Dinos golf team will turn their focus to the season finale at Soldier Hollow Golf Course in Midway today and tomorrow for the 3A State Championship. The Lady Dinos will begin day one of the tournament at 9 a.m. on hole 10 when Aubrey Fawcett tees off. Each member of the Carbon Golf Team is paired with three other girls from different schools. The final group featuring a Carbon golfer will tee off on hole 10 at 9:50. This year's field at the state tournament consists of 16 total schools, and only 10 will make the cut going into tomorrow's second and final day. The cut for individuals to advance without their team will also be 10. Keely Marquez and Lexi Garcia will lead Carbon into the state finale after finishing inside the top 10 individually during region play. The Lady Dinos participated in a Region 12 meet at Soldier Hollow in April, finishing second on the front nine with a score of 88 and third place on the back nine with a score of 89. You can check out the complete times for those individuals teeing off today for Carbon at CastleCountryRadio.com. After taking a year off, the Helper American Legion baseball team will make its return this summer. In fact, tryouts for the Helper American Legion baseball squad will be on Monday. Last year, Helper pulled their squad from the American Legion ranks and just participated in Utah's Perfect Game League. That league was geared more towards development of young players rather than heavy competition. Recently, Carbon Dino baseball coach Jeff Cincinnati stopped by the studios to talk about bringing back the Helper American Legion team, which he will once again run.
Last year we stepped away from it and didn't have an opportunity to play. We did some other stuff, and we're going to get a chance this summer again to bring American Legion baseball back to Helper.
Now, while the Legion team makes its return, Carbon will once again field the team in Utah's Perfect Game League. That squad will be for the younger kids.
We'll also have a younger team that'll participate, and Utah's perfect game league like we did last year. So plan on running two baseball programs this summer and trying to get all the kids in our area an opportunity in both Emory County as well.
Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll have more on the Helper American Legion baseball team later on in the week, including all the logistics for Monday's tryouts. There were no surprises last night in the NBA lottery, which was held before Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals on national TV. The Utah Jazz entered the lottery with a 0.7% chance of grabbing the number one pick in the draft. After it was all said and done, the Jazz will enter the NBA draft with the 12th pick overall, which is exactly where they were expected to pick. The NBA draft will take place on June 23rd. And, of course, you can tune in to KOAL's Drive Time Sports for exclusive coverage leading up to the big day. Speaking of Drive Time Sports, today on the show, USU Eastern baseball coach Scott Mattson will join us to wrap up the 2016 season. It came to a close last week as the Golden Eagles suffered back-to-back losses in the opening round of the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. Also a guest on the show will be Cody Bunderson with Fierce MMA as we talk about an upcoming event known as Justice. This will be an MMA event for all ages, and tickets are on sale right now at Castle Country Radio. You can listen to both of these interviews beginning at 4 p.m. today on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Hi, I'm Casey Quinn with Catton and Miller Insurance. We all know the best game is a combination of the players, the X's and O's, and the end score. Your insurance also requires these same elements. The players, you and I, the X's and O's, your coverage, and the end score, your peace of mind. The playbook consists of many different options. As a trusted choice independent insurance agent, we have the options you need with multiple carriers to make sure your game is where you want and need it to be. Give me a call today, 435-637-1848.
They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Steak and eggs, French toast, pancakes, or even an omelet. That's reason enough for me to follow this great advice. And my favorite place for breakfast is Big Mo's. I love that they have so many choices and can order something different every time. Plus, at Big Mo's, they serve breakfast all day long, so I can get my breakfast fix any time of the day. I think I'll have the biscuits and gravy for lunch today. Visit Big Mo's on 7th East. Next time you're craving breakfast, you can even call for takeout, 636-0451.
Time to play Get to Know Your Congressman. Susie, your caller 5, ready?
Oh, yes.
True or false, Jason Chaffetz is sponsoring a bill in Congress that would increase how much the average Utahn pays in taxes.
True?
You're right. He's sponsoring House Bill number 2775.
So much for his no new taxes pledge.
Susie, next question.
I'm still here.
Chaffetz's tax bill gives authority to other states to audit Utahns. Americans for Tax Reform said the bill threatens the simple principle of no taxation without...
representation. Everybody knows that.
Correct.
Everybody but Chaffetz.
Wait, I've got a small business. If Chaffetz's bill passes, could I get audited by New York?
Yeah.
New York, California, D.C.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Republican Chachi Tang, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message because Utah needs higher-paying jobs, not higher taxes.
Paid for by Tang for Utah.
What you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Some more local baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday we talked high school baseball, and the high school baseball season will actually continue tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. Today we're going to transition, talk junior college baseball, and bring in our first guest on the show today. He is head coach Scott Mattson of the USU Eastern Golden Eagle baseball team. Their season came to a close about a week and a half ago. Coach, always great to get you on. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jordan.
Coach, unfortunately, the season has come to a close. I mean, that's a lot of baseball that you guys played in a very short period of time. We'll start by talking about the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. You guys traveled to Nevada. Unfortunately, it's two losses, a 12-4 setback against Salt Lake and an 11-4 loss against CSI. But both of these games were highly competitive.
Yeah, they were. You know, we had the opportunities to put teams away in both games and just never could come up with that big hit when we needed it, you know. And both teams that we played, CSI and Salt Lake, did a good job of competing and never gave up. And, you know, it was a good competitive weekend. We saw some really good things, some good pitching we saw on both sides of the field. And, you know, it's just something that we were excited how we played, and when we left, the young kids are excited to come back next year.
You guys do have a lot of youth on this team, and we'll talk about the freshmen here in just a second. I'll start by talking about the Salt Lake game, though, Coach. You guys played Salt Lake, I think, through the first four or five innings, closer and probably more competitive than you have all year long outside of that victory that you guys got against Salt Lake earlier in the year.
You know, we did, and we had plenty of opportunities. We could have knocked that pitcher out probably in the second inning. I mean, we left the bases loaded, I want to say that inning, the next inning, and there was just one point in that game where we had runners at first and third, and Ridge Nelson hits one into the 5-6 hole, and there's no way they're getting them a double play, and our guy that was running slid into their shortstop, so they called us a double play, and we didn't score again after that. That was just kind of the killer for us. We had all the momentum up to that point.
When you're getting runners, but you're not able to cross the plate with those guys, I mean, I know it's almost like hitting the baseball, right? I mean, it can kind of become contagious, and it can plague you.
It can, you know, and by the end of the year, we'd been on the road. This was five straight weeks, so my kids were tired going into it anyways, but they'd seen that quite a few times over the past couple of weeks where they'd left a lot of runners on, and, you know, some of our key hitters were out, and they were the ones that really did a good job in those situations, and we just never came up with the right guy up, it seemed like.
I was going to ask you about the end of the regular season. I mean, we got to go all the way back to April 8th. That was the last time that you guys got to play at home. It's now May 17th, and we're talking about the end of the season. How much did that really play into how you guys finished out the year? I know it's always more difficult to win on the road, and towards the end of the season, we're talking about competing for a three spot, and you guys end up finishing sixth, but the schedule is definitely not kind.
Yeah, you know, that it personally, I feel like it really put extra stress on my kids. By the time we're getting to that last couple of weeks, they're just dragging, trying to get on and off the bus. They're trying to get caught up with classes being gone so much, and the finals week, and then after the season, they're just burnt out. I mean, it's a lot, like you said, a lot of games in a short amount of time, but to be on the road for those five straight weeks is just, by the end, they're excited to play, but at the same time, they're so beat, they're giving everything they have.
I guess my next question would be, why was it allowed? I know that there were some things that were out of everybody's control as far as Mother Nature, but how can a region board actually allow a team to go on the road for five consecutive weeks?
See, and that's something I question every meeting we have. It's just, I mean, their ultimate goal is to make sure everybody gets in as many games as they possibly can during that time. They're trying to adjust, and you know, it was something that I've spoken with our athletic director about many times, and I brought up in that meeting that we don't want to get in that situation again. And they don't see it as, they see, well, we line it up so you're not on the road for those five straight weeks. And, you know, if one rain out like it happened this year, just bad luck, we switch, all of a sudden we are on the road, and it really takes its toll on our kids.
Yeah, not only physically, but also from a student-athlete standpoint. And again, student being the first, I know you mentioned the kids trying to get caught up.
Yeah, you know, these kids, they do a good job in the classroom, and that's something we really emphasize on this team. And all the bus trips, you go back and talk to them, they're like, Coach, I'm writing a paper, I got this due next week, I got this due. We're adjusting our times for leaving based on their tests that they're making up that they've missed and all this other stuff. So there's that stress on these kids that they know they have to pass in order to play next year, and, you know, and even to play in the region tournament, they need to pass those classes. And so it puts a lot of stress, more than you could ever imagine, on a kid.
Yeah, definitely some very difficult circumstances. With all that being said, throwing the final record out the door, Coach, it seems like this was one of the more competitive teams that you have had specifically within the conference in recent memory.
Yeah, you know, these guys did a great job, and as a freshman group, as a freshman heavy group, you can really depend on them being up and down, which that's what's happened in the season. I mean, you had some guys that one weekend would be great. I'd put them in a key spot the next weekend, and they just couldn't do it. But that's part of being a younger player. And as the season went on, we saw more and more consistency out of these younger players. And I'm excited for next year because we are returning so many players. On average, we would start three sophomores in the field. So, I mean, that was something that you're trying to lean on sophomores to lead the team, and there's just a select few of them that really, you know, are trying to focus and say, hey, we've been here, we've been through this, and this is the first time we played the region tournament in the last 3 years. So those sophomores hadn't even had that opportunity to play in a region tournament and know the excitement.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Baseball Program. Coach, you talk about getting back to the conference tournament, competing someplace that you haven't for the last couple of years. Compare that to the Division II playoffs, where you guys would play to get into the postseason. How does it compare, or does it at all?
You know, I feel like this is a ton better baseball we've played at. We're more competitive in this league because of the competition we played during the year. In the Division II, we played teams. We had to finish at 500, so you played teams that you knew you could beat or you knew you'd have a better chance at, so you weren't getting that competition like the Southern Nevada, Western Nevada, that would really help your game get to that next level. And now we're back in that situation where these kids are really jumping up to the challenge and saying, hey, look, I can compete against these great teams. I mean, a lot of those kids from Southern Nevada, you know, are going to get drafted and going to move on to big four-year schools, and they've competed and beat those guys.
I'll tell you, Coach, I have a soft spot in my heart for your sophomore class. You talked about them not being able to compete in the postseason last year, and then this year they return and they have a really freshman-heavy group, and you guys play competitive baseball, but it just was not enough to get them over the top. What did you tell the sophomore class specifically following the end of the season?
You know, I couldn't tell the sophomore class how much I appreciated what they'd done. I mean, they put their heart and soul into everything for 2 years for me, and they've basically built this program in the direction we want to go coming back into the Scenic West. I mean, they did. They set the tone, and there was a lot of young kids that they brought along and showed what they needed to do as far as the work ethic and where they needed to be in order to be at that next level.
I know it is a smaller sophomore group for you, but how many of these kids will be playing baseball at the next level, or at least do you anticipate will be?
You know, right now I think we're going to have two or three of them playing at that next level. One, the Christian Bonilla is going back down to Puerto Rico, and he's going to play on a semi-pro team down there that he's had lined up for last year. But, you know, those kids, they have the opportunity, but a lot of these kids have been out a few years and are kind of at that point where they're deciding how much further will baseball take me, or should I start my career?
With that being said, we flip it to the freshman class. A lot of great experience. They got to work with a great sophomore class. You guys were extremely competitive, and they kind of got a feel for the level of competition within the SWAC. How high are expectations for this team moving into next season?
You know, I have giant expectations for these guys returning. We had three of our four starters that were freshmen going into next year. They're going to be sophomores, and that's really where we were lacking, I felt, the most, is in our pitching. You know, we'd get a good start here, good start there, just not consistent. And I feel like these guys really improved, saw what they needed to do, realized they can't just go out there and throw. They actually have to pitch and hit spots and throw different pitches. And, you know, with what I see coming in, we have, I mean, just in the fielding, a lot of our hitters that are returning came on really strong there at the end of the season. And so to me, my expectations are really high, knowing that we've competed with that freshman group and they know they compete and they know they can go out there and beat any of those teams.
Small junior college, we know the struggles of a coach when it comes to recruiting. Obviously, this isn't something that you just jump into right at the end of the season. How has the recruiting trail gone for you over the last couple of months?
You know, it's gone really well for us. We were able to sign the Cole Fawcett, the local kid who's done a great job for us. Then we've signed Colton Lundell, Zach Lundell's little brother out of Salem Hills. And, you know, after that, we've just kind of sat back, and because we're returning so many, we've kind of sat back and focused on our specific needs and waiting for kids that, you know, that are trying to make the decision later in the year. And it's really come down to pitching. We feel like we're in a good situation, and if there's a few kids that we get that we're waiting on their offers, we can really move to that next level.
Based on what you've seen from the other teams in the conference, and I don't know how much you know about what they've done as far as recruiting, you feel this team can compete for a conference championship next year?
You know, I would hope so, just because of the talent level they have. It's going to be tough. You never know with this SWAC league, because year to year, seems every time I feel like I got a good team, Southern Nevada finds somebody that's transferring back or doing something different, that they come in with a superstar. So, I mean, it's the talent level's there, but as far as being consistent is what's going to make the difference.
Well, it was definitely a fun competitive year to follow the baseball team. Coach, I definitely appreciate all the time that you've given us throughout the year, and congratulations on another one going in the books.
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan.
We're going to pause for just a moment here on Drive Time Sports. When we return, we're going to bring in our second guest on the show today, Cody Bunderson. He's going to join us to talk about the Fierce Fighting Championship Justice. That's coming up on Saturday, June 4th at the Garvin County Event Center. Up to 15 MMA bouts. I mean, it's a full night of entertainment. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagle. Won't you follow me into the jungle?
Hot wings, pizza, fried chicken, what's your favorite snack while watching TV? No matter what you like to snack on, Smith's Food and Drug has you covered. Stop into the Hot Deli where you'll find a lot of prepared foods ready to enjoy. Barbecued rotisserie and fried chicken, corn dogs, potato salads, pasta salads, and baked beans. Fresh sliced meats and cheeses are just some of the great things that you'll find at your neighborhood Smith's Food and Drug. Check Smith's out today and remember the short line guarantee. If there are two or more people in line, Smith's opens another check stand.
Some people like long drives to spend more. Others like to shop local for a great deal every day at Tony Basso GM. You'll get the best price or get $500.
Hi, I'm Nick Ori. I was born and raised in Carbon County. I grew up on a local farm and know the meaning of hard work. Customer satisfaction is my top priority. Give me a call today at Tony Basso GM, 650-4565.
The best price, a great deal locally every day at Tony Basso GM.
Rich Jones here, owner of your Price Hometown Sears store. Spring is here, flowers are blooming, grass is growing, and so are the weeds. Come on down and check out our great pricing on our lawn and garden equipment, from trimmers to tractors and blades to blowers, with hundreds of items on sale every day. Your Price Hometown Sears store carries the largest selection of appliances within 100 miles. Why make the drive? Come by and meet our friendly and knowledgeable staff. We offer the best protection agreements in the industry, and delivery is available to all surrounding communities. There's no reason to go anywhere else. Visit your Price Hometown Sears.
Do you have a warranty on your vehicle and you're sick of waiting to get it into a shop to get the repairs done? Wait no more. Supreme Auto Repair will have your vehicle looked at within 2 hours in most cases. And they have factory certified technicians that can perform any warranty work on your vehicle. Supreme will fix your vehicle when you want it done. Even if you want it done today, no problem. So how would you like to never hear this again?
I'm sorry, but we will not be able to look at your car for 2 weeks.
Supreme Auto Repair in the Piccolo Auto Plaza, on First North, behind Smith's.
It's a battle for the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Justice, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in a cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person. GA $50 for VIP. That includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP table ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championships Justice, June 4th in the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Ricardo, Squiggy Subs and Dogs, KOAL Radio Station, Swift Stop and Shop, Matsuda Acupuncture, and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848 and make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOAL, KARB, KRPX Radio Stations, Auto Farm Price Auto Group, The Silver Dollar, FST Filtration, The Main Place, Badlands Fabrication, Crack, Wilco Supply, Bike Rep Supplement, and Castle Valley Landscaping.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. You listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 750 AM.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm excited about our next guest. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event at the Carbon County Event Center. It'll be on Saturday, June 4th. It's Fierce Fighting Championships Justice. You'll be able to watch up to 15 different MMA bouts. Tickets are on sale right now, $30 general admission, $50 for VIP. And you'll see several local names that you'll recognize on the card. In fact, joining us right now, we have Cody Bunderson. He's the owner and instructor of Fierce MMA Gym, and he'll be on the card June 4th. Cody, it's great to get you on. Thank you again for the time today.
Great, yeah. It's good to be back on, Jordan.
Yeah, it's been a while. I know since the last time we had you on, you've stepped into the octagon a couple of more times. Right now, you're a perfect 3-0 as an MMA fighter yourself.
Yeah, looking to keep that ball rolling. I have a pretty tough opponent coming up, and I'm really excited to test my skills and see where I stand and just keep moving on.
Right now, you're wearing several different hats. Fierce Fighting Championship, again, Justice, coming Saturday, June 4th. You're the promoter, and you're also on the card. Boy, that's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, it is. I have a good group of guys around me that are helping me out. Of course, Brandon Wise, the guy's my right-hand man, and he's also the matchmaker for the show. So he's been doing a ton of work for me so that I can focus on training for this show. And then, of course, kind of my sister and my wife and my family as well. They've been a huge support for me, and they're all the guys down at Fierce MMA. They'll be doing a lot of volunteering for the fights. So I look forward to putting on a really great show for all the fans and people of Carbon County.
You've definitely gone all in. I know up to 15 MMA bouts on this card, and you can take a look at the complete card online. I was going over it earlier today. You got some fascinating matchups here on this card.
Yeah, we really do. We have some of the, top guys in the state. We have some guys coming from out of Idaho. There's going to be some really good fights, some really good male and female fights. It's going to be an exciting show.
We'll talk about all that in just a second. I also want to talk about Fierce MMA, your gym here locally. I know you guys, it's not just MMA. You guys are really promoting kind of a healthy lifestyle for everyone here in the community, and it is open.
Yeah, it is. We have both adults and kids classes now. Started them all the way down from 4 to 8 years old is one group of kids, and then all the way up to 9 to 12, and then at 13 we start them in the adult classes. Everybody has a different goal. You know, some people want to be a fighter, some people just want to lose some weight, some people want to learn the self-defense aspect of the martial arts, especially with jiu-jitsu. Some people that either encountered maybe an assault before or just, trying to overcome fear and build some, positive things in their life. It's a great place to start, and we have a really good group of guys and females down there training hard every single day. And again, we all have our different goals and reasons why we're there, but we all come together for that same goal, and it's really been such a positive influence on my life and others.
I remember one of the last times I talked to you, we were talking about MMA really emerging in the field of mainstream sports. You talk about your gym. You guys start all the way at 4 years old. How has the reception been for kids, and how can you see this sport growing with the future generations?
Oh man, the future generation. You can already see it coming out right now. In the higher levels of the UFC and also locally. Some of these kids that you're seeing nowadays, they've been, they haven't just came from like a wrestling background or a boxing background. They're just true, complete mixed martial arts artists. Where they, they've been training in boxing and wrestling and jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai all the way since they've, been 5-6 years old. And you're seeing, the evolution of mixed martial arts nowadays, seeing the true complete fighter versus, even 5, 6, 7 years ago where it was just, maybe one style was dominant for a minute, or, you're just one person was really focused on this. But nowadays, if you're not boxing, if you're not wrestling, if you're not training in Muay Thai, if you're not training in jiu-jitsu, and then on top of that having, a really good strength and conditioning program with it, you're not ahead of the game and you're falling behind.
Again, Cody Bunderson right now, our guest here on Drive Time Sports, local MMA fighter. Let's talk about Justice. I want to start by talking about your opponent. You go up against Miles Welk. You're 3-0, he's 1-0. On top of being a promoter for this event, how much time does that take away from you actually training for this opponent?
My training still stays the same. I just got to make time, whether some of my promoting duties have to take place either late at night or early in the morning. I make time for us so that we do put on a good show. And again, the support group that I have has put in some extra work in order to allow me to train like I need to. Miles is a tough kid. He had a really good amateur career. I think he was like 6-2 as an amateur, and then he was also an amateur champion on the Steel Fist organization. And so it's going to be a tough fight. He's a good wrestler, and I'm a good wrestler too, and I'm looking to negate his wrestling and make it just a drag out fight, and I think make it maybe a war of attrition. But you know, I'm prepared to go wherever the fight goes, whether it's wrestling, standing, jiu-jitsu. I'm fully prepared for anywhere it goes.
Does it add pressure to you personally performing on your own card?
A little bit, you know. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, but, you know, I'm confident because, you know, I know my training's got me prepared for this fight. You know, it's in front of my friends, my hometown, you know, my gym, but, you know, I know that, you know, no matter what, I've already worked so hard for this fight, and, you know, win or lose, you know, it's for me, it's about kind of inspiring people around me, and it'll be a positive influence to myself and for the community. But I'm going to give it my all come June 4th, and there's no doubt in my mind my hand will be raised that night.
If we go back to your last three fights, how have you evolved in the cage since then?
I've definitely evolved. You know, I've learned a lot, you know, kind of learning to become more calm in the cage. You know, a couple of fights before that, it was not that I spazzed out, but it was just, you know, I was pushing such a high pace. And, you know, sometimes, if you look at it like, you know, if your car and, you know, maybe you have four gears, and, you know, sometimes you can't always be in fourth gear. You're going to be maybe in kind of in that second gear and then third gear, but know when to turn it on to that fourth gear and learn to be patient, but yet still be aggressive, if that makes sense. And, you know, wait for your opportunity, and then when that opportunity comes, to finish the fight. So I'm, you know, I've had a couple decisions, but now I'm really looking to make my mark on the game by becoming a finisher and finishing these guys, you know, whether it's the first round or third round, but to know that when they fight me that they're going to get finished.
Outside of Bunderson and Welk, what's another fight here on this card that really gets you excited from a promoter and a spectator point of view?
Man, well, the 12-main event, Cy Nelson and Jordan Marriott, we had to do a kind of a last-minute change of opponent for Cy, but, you know, Jordan Marriott, he's a tough guy. I think he's had 13 pro fights now. He just actually fought one of my other teammates from Absolute MMA up in Salt Lake a couple weeks ago. And so I think Jordan might be around 6-7 now as a pro. And he's fighting one of my guys, Cy Nelson, who's 2-0. But, I mean, Jordan's been around the game. You know, he's a veteran. He's tough and he's gritty. He's a strong kid. And I think that'll... you know, it's a really good fight for Cy to test his skills and show how hard he's been working. But at the end of the day, I just don't see there's any way that Jordan's going to beat Cy. But I really think it's going to be a fun fight for the fans to see. Another fight that I guarantee that you're not going to want to miss is Brendan Danger Pulido of Fierce MMA. He's fighting a kid out of Huntington named Skylar Jensen. He's had a couple fights before. And I know the war of words between these two has kind of been going back and forth a little bit, and it's getting a little bit heated. But that right there has fight of the night written all over it for me. Those two guys are really going to bang it out. In addition to the both female fights, like those matchups right there, all of them are debut fights, but I know all those girls are training really super hard for it, and they've been putting in work for a long time now, and there are going to be some really technical drag-out fights.
We do talk a lot of MMA on the show. We bring in an MMA expert from Pro MMA Radio, and we've talked a lot about the women's division and how it's evolved. I mean, it seems like night and day from this point last year to where it's at right now. We're really starting to see this division pick up a little bit, you know, globally.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Like, I love watching the females fight, and, you know, I've also said that, you know, some of these female fighters, and when they actually fight, I feel like they're a lot more technical than the male division. So I don't know how it is their brain processes it, but just, you know, when they see things, they pick it up super quick, and it really showcases their skills in the cage, and you can see some really good technical fights in the female division. I love watching the female division. And again, yeah, over this last year, it really has evolved, and you're seeing some just complete, you know, mixed martial artists again, just as we've seen, you know, a lot of the upcoming generation.
Let's talk about this event one more time. Again, Saturday, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center, a terrific price of just $30 for a general admission ticket, $50 for a VIP ticket. When you take a look at the card, that's a full night of entertainment, very cheap entertainment as well.
Yeah, it's really good entertainment. Those VIP tickets, they also come with dinner and drink as well. So it gets you sitting a little bit closer to the cage and on a table. And those GA tickets, there'll be either some chairs or bleachers, but... yeah, it's a great price for the entire family. You know, it's an all-ages event, so you can bring the whole family, come down. I know the county's going to be serving some really good food. Some kielbasas and hamburgers and hot dogs from Albany Market. So it's going to be a fun night. It'll be really fun.
And again, tickets are on sale right now. You can actually pick them up here at Castle Country Radio. Now, Cody, before I let you go, it was about a year ago we had you on the show because you and I were talking about Mayweather-Pacquiao. You and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff through texting, Mayweather-McGregor. I'm starting to think that this is actually going to happen. Each day, at first I was thinking to myself, absolutely no way, but I'm starting to believe that it may just in fact happen.
It may very well happen. You know, I think, Connor knows that it's just a giant payday for him. Mayweather knows it's a giant payday. I mean, the publicity that comes along with both those two. The money that would be thrown into that fight, it would be just insane just to see how much money those guys would make. From a fight standpoint, I mean, you know, it's intriguing. You know, Connor is obviously a lot bigger guy. He's got some length and stuff, but I mean, to outbox Mayweather, it's just not going to happen. Again, a fight that I would love to see. I think, McGregor can, hold his own, and just like everybody else would be looking for maybe that power shot on him. And Conor really does have some good boxing skills and has some really good footwork and movement. But that transition, to go into straight boxing and, be, arguably one of the greatest boxer of all time, I just don't foresee that happening, and it would be the same thing as if Mayweather was to go into MMA and try to be McGregor in his world. But a fight I would love to see nonetheless. I just don't see McGregor beating Mayweather in a boxing fight. But a fight I would love to see
nonetheless. I'm with you. Maybe he would be unorthodox enough to where he could catch Floyd, but the problem is Floyd's too smart to get caught in a situation like that. But I'm with you. I would definitely pay to see it. Before I let you go, Cody, I know you got to get to training, so I'm gonna cut this short. You're gonna be joining us again here relatively soon. We're gonna be going over the entire card in general. So go ahead and tell the public to make sure they get their tickets because they're not gonna want to miss this on June 4th.
Yeah, definitely. Get you guys your tickets ahead of time. We only have a limited amount of VIP tickets as well as GA tickets, and from what I hear, these tickets are just they're flying off the shelf. And we will sell out. So get your tickets ahead of time. Down at Castle Country Radio, Matt Suda's carrying them. Squiggy's, Swiss Stop and Shop, and Tougher Gym, they're all carrying tickets. So go get your tickets there. And come out June 4th, bring your whole family. It's going to be a great night of fun.
Cody, I always look forward to talking with you on the air. I appreciate you once again taking out the time to join us.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Jordan.
It's Cody Bunderson taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. Again, get your tickets today for Justice. That's June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. We're going to pause for just a moment. We got more coming up. When we return, we'll put the final touches on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.
Crab fishing, one of the deadliest jobs in the country. Fishermen go toe-to-toe with Mother Nature using 700-pound steel traps that are dropped 400 feet below the ocean surface to capture this delicacy. But we live in the desert. And there's no crab anywhere.
Until now. It's the brand new Crab Oscar Pizza at Big Don's in Price. This creation is a white sauce-based pizza topped with bacon, onions, asparagus, and crab. Get yours today at Big Don's, located at 170 West 100 North in Price. Call 637-DONS for takeout or delivery.
The Criminal Justice Program at USU Eastern is one of the most popular programs on the campus. The criminal justice field offers a wide variety of job options with this degree, not just in law enforcement and corrections, but also careers in the court system and attorneys or at their law offices. Their classes are generally smaller and they have the lowest tuition rates in the state. There is also financial aid available for those that qualify. For more information on the Criminal Justice Program at USU Eastern, contact Scott Henry at 435-613-5135.
Have you heard all the buzz around town about the new e-fiber from Emory Telecom? I'm sure you have many questions about this change. I know I did, so I asked. One question I had was, what happens in the event of a power outage? The fiber ONT modem runs my home telephone. Will it affect the fiber or equipment? I was happy to hear that e-fiber provides a battery backup for the ONT modem that provides 8 hours of backup power. So my home telephone service will be fine. If you have questions about the e-fiber change, call Emory Telecom today, 613-9605.
My name is Betty Slavin. If someone has had surgery and they need a rehab center, I would recommend Parkdale. The administrator, Dave, was amazing. All the nurses were so good. The CNAs and aides did everything they could. The kitchen staff did a really good job. Brody and Chella and Chelsea are so professional, but yet so sweet and so kind. I had therapy constantly. It was wonderful. I would recommend it.
We have a great team, great facility, and we're getting great results. Come to Parkdale.
With the sixth pick in the 2014 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Marcus Smart from Oklahoma State University.
This is Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Marcus Smart, what a spin move and a finish to handle Marcus Smart, whether he's outside or inside the paint.
We're back here on Drive Time Sports, set to put the final touches on this edition. And we were talking MMA, so let's talk some boxing here for just a second. Canelo Alvarez, who is the face of boxing now? Post-Mayweather, post-Pacquiao era, Canelo is the major pay-per-view draw, and the richest fight in boxing right now would be Canelo and Triple G. Canelo announced today that he is vacating his WBC middleweight title in hopes of getting a fight with Triple G. I would assume this fight would take place in September. Canelo released a statement saying, quote, that he fears no man. He continues to take each fight in boxing because, quote, I fear no man. Never has that been more true than today. That's what Canelo said. He wants to fight Triple G. I think it is the richest fight that the sport could have. A lot of intrigue, and they're young enough to where maybe we could get two or three fights out of it. I'm really missing like an epic trilogy in the sport of boxing. We thought maybe Mayweather-Pacquiao, it was such a flush the first time, nobody really cares to see a rematch, although it would be a rich fight in boxing. That's not possible right now. Canelo and Triple G, two guys that are really exciting inside the ring. We watched Canelo just knock Amir Khan into tomorrow a couple of weeks ago. I really want to see this fight. Looks as if Canelo is taking the steps to get there. Now, he had until May 24th to fight the mandatory challenger. That's part of the reason why he's vacating the belt, and we'll see if Oscar De La Hoya can't get the deal done. Also, and we're going to talk about this on the show tomorrow, hope is building that maybe we could get a Triple Crown winner for the second consecutive year. I don't know the likelihood in that. I do like Nyquist quite a bit. The Preakness is Saturday, so we'll catch up with Steve Bordstein, our friend from Fox Sports in New Mexico, on tomorrow's show. But the drawing for the Preakness took place earlier today. Nyquist will open as a 3-5 favorite. He draws post number 3. His rival, Exaggerator, who came in behind him at the Kentucky Derby, he draws the 5 post. He'll open as a 3-1 favorite. The field looks a lot different for the Preakness than it did the Kentucky Derby. The Derby, we had 20 horses. The Preakness, we're down to 11. And a lot of the names that we were excited about in the Derby, you know, some of the guys that we viewed as contenders that turned out to be pretenders, they're not even running in this one. We're down to 11 horses for this race and a couple of new names as well. We'll talk a lot about the Preakness on the show tomorrow. Always look forward to catching up with Steve Bordstein. Mentioned this at the beginning of the show. If you missed it, the Utah Jazz last night, they get the number 12 pick in the NBA lottery. That's exactly where the Jazz were projected. I do believe we will see a trade between one of the teams in the top three. And I think we may see a Philadelphia-Boston trade. I think these two are likely to trade with each other. Philadelphia's been rumored that they may try to move Jahlil Okafor. And I know we're bouncing all over. We go from boxing to horse racing to the NBA. But it just makes sense. Boston has a slew of picks in this draft. They're going to be drafting number 3, number 16, and number 23. Boston has the assets to grab Jahlil Okafor. And with that being said, Philadelphia has a lot of incentive to grab another pick, at least inside the top 20. Philadelphia is going to be drafting 24th and 26th. This is a team that's done a lot of stockpiling over the last couple of years. Would not shock me one bit if Philly tries to move Jahlil Okafor. They have three bigs. Nerlens Noel, Joel Embiid, or Jahlil Okafor. I think Okafor is the odd man out, and I was a huge Okafor guy last season. I think he's going to be terrific in the league from an offensive standpoint. Boston is shaping up to be a trade partner for Philadelphia. Keep your eye on the Lakers as well with that number 2 pick. If they could put a package together to bring in a star, or at least get the ball rolling to bring in a star, they definitely will do it. Now, the Jazz are at number 12, and they are really an interesting team in this draft because the Jazz, look, they're in a position where they can draft the best player available. When you get to a point where you no longer have to draft for need, and you can start drafting the best player available, you're very dangerous. Oklahoma City was at that point a couple of seasons ago. San Antonio has been at that point for years. You know, they draft Kyle Anderson with a 30th pick, already becoming a productive player. Golden State's in that position now. Utah has so many young assets, and they have so many picks coming up in the next few years that they're at that spot right now. Utah could move up, or they could move completely out of the first round. I do believe the Jazz will be looking for a point guard. Unfortunately, sitting at number 12, Jamal Murray is going to be off the board. The 6'5" guard from Kentucky, he's not going to be there. And the guy that I view is probably the most NBA-ready right now, Chris Dunn, the guard from Providence, he's not going to be on the board. So where did the Jazz go? Do you move up and do you try to get a Murray? Do you try to get Chris Dunn? Or do you move down and take a guy like Demetrius Jackson from Notre Dame, which I think is a very logical pick for Utah as well? I think they go point guard, but the Jazz have really positioned themselves by succeeding in the draft and hanging on to players that they have brought up through their own system to where they can maneuver up and down if they would like. The Jazz are in a great position this year. I think they go guard. I don't know what to think of Dante Exum. I like the way his body's growing. But I'm wondering, I view Dante Exum as being a bigger version of Rajon Rondo in a sense where he can lock down a defender on the perimeter. Great court vision, good speed. I just don't know if he's ever going to develop that shot. So he's a versatile player. I'm interested to see what the Jazz do here in this draft, though. A lot of different ways that they can move. Thank you once again to Coach Scott Mattson for taking out the time to join us on the show. Also, Cody Bunderson with Fierce MMA. It's always great to catch up with Cody. We're going to catch up with him and a couple of other fighters on this card coming up here in the next little while. Stay tuned for that. That event is June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. Now, on the show tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Coach Steve Gordon, head coach of the Emory Spartan baseball team. Their season came to a close this past weekend. Coach Gordon will recap the tournament and the season for us. And also, as I mentioned, we'll be joined by Steve Bordstein, good friend of the show. He is our horse racing expert. We'll see what the odds are that Nyquist can go 2-for-2. Nyquist has never lost, first off, but he can go 2-for-2 in the Triple Crown. The Triple Crown leg. We'll see what he can. We'll get Steve's perspective on that. That's on the show tomorrow. Thank you once again for joining us. Remember, you can go to CastleCountryRadio.com. You can archive every listen to the archive version of every Drive Time Sports show, every coach's interview, and every featured guest interview. Go check that out at CastleCountryRadio.com. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 5, right here. Be safe. I am out.